This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know, it's not all fundraisers for the president this week, today's trip out here to L.A. notwithstanding. He's been on the phone with European leaders, trying to get a handle on what's going on over there, as are we.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Europe? Today to Italy, Turin to be precise, and Marco Bardazzi. He's the editor of La Stampa, one of Italy's main daily newspapers. Mr. Bardazzi, good to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
How's the mood in Italy these days with all the turmoil around you in Spain and Greece?
Well, the mood is bad because we see that the situation is not improving and there are a lot of problems all around Europe. We are really looking forward for a European meeting that is scheduled on June 28 in Brussels. We are looking at that as the possible turning point in the crisis, but we are not sure that this will happen.
Haven't we been at the turning point many times before, though?
Yes, you're right. We have hoped for several other turning points, so we don't know if this will be another hollow hope for Europe. But really, it's a countdown to this meeting on June 28 that could decide what will happen of the euro and the European Union.
Do Italians ever look at the United States and say to themselves, man, you guys think you have troubles, but you don't know what you're talking about. This is really rough over here?
Yes, there is a strange feeling right now toward the United States. Some people think that the U.S. are those that have put us in trouble right now. At the same time, there are many others who think that from the United States we can see some signs of recovery, and we don't have those signs here.
That was Marco Bardazzi. He's the editor of the newspaper La Stampa. We got him in Turin, Italy today.